I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump's former national security adviser, Michael Flynn, is set to be sentenced today in federal court for lying to the FBI. AP's Mike Hempen has a report.
Flynn's lawyers have suggested that investigators discouraged him from having an attorney present during a January 2017 FBI interview. And they say investigators never told Flynn it was a crime to lie. Prosecutors say Flynn should not have to be warned that lying to FBI agents is a crime. Last night, they filed a redacted copy of the notes from Flynn's interview that largely bolster their case. However, prosecutors with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office have praised Flynn's cooperation and have recommended against prison time. Mike Hemp in Washington.
There is little public indication of progress in resolving the stalemate over U.S. government spending, which could bring a partial shutdown of federal agencies at midnight Friday. At the center of the dispute is President Trump's insistence that Congress approve $5 billion in spending for his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats and some Republicans oppose the plan, and Democratic leaders have offered $1.3 billion in other border security funding, and so the impasse continues. Japan has released its five-year plan to boost defense spending to counter potential threats from China and North Korea. Estimated cost, $242 billion. Under guidelines approved Tuesday by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's cabinet, Japan's self-defense forces will purchase, among other things, more than three dozen U.S.-built stealth fighter jets and two U.S.-made land-based Aegis missile defense systems. The plan also calls for the creation of new units that specialize in cyberspace and electronic warfare threats. The European Union Monday agreed to cut carbon emissions from cars by nearly 40% by 2030. Germany warned the aggressive target could hurt the car industry and cost jobs. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Taliban representatives have met in the United Arab Emirates with no immediate word of progress. The aim is to find a way to end the 17-year war in Afghanistan. Officials from Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Pakistan also took part. Indiana University analyst Nazif Shahrani in Kabul said the pace of meetings with the insurgent group has picked up.
It seems President Trump has given a limited period of time of 6 months, plus, of course, the impending election. So those two might be the critical factors.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan, who helped set up the Monday discussion, said today his government will do all it can to further the Afghan peace process to end what he called, quote, almost three decades of suffering by the brave Afghan people. A senior White House official says President Trump gave his Turkish counterpart no assurances he would allow the extradition of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The Turks claim Gulen was part of a failed 2016 coup in Turkey. The country's foreign minister said Mr. Trump had assured President Erdogan that he was working on sending Gulen and others back to Turkey. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback asks, where is the evidence Gulen was part of the coup attempt?
It's been hard to ferret out, even, 2 years now after the attempted coup, to find out what, if any, influence Gulen really had over this coup and the plotters. But regardless, it's certainly the response of President Erdogan to crack down on just about anybody accused of anything has fueled speculation that his campaign is directed at much more than simply Gulen's supporters.
Gulen has repeatedly denied any involvement in the short-circuited coup. Wall Street once again is picking up the pieces from crushing losses as the S&P 500 has fallen to a 14-month low. The benchmark Dow Jones lost 500 points, 2%, on Monday. Richard Vento, president of Comprehensive Wealth Management, sees two troubling issues.
One is the fact that there's a trade war with China, which President Trump is trying to work out a better deal for the U.S. The other big thing going on right now, of course, is interest rates.
The U.S. military says it killed dozens of militants in six airstrikes over the weekend in south-central Somalia. The Pentagon said four raids were carried out Saturday, killing 34 suspected al-Shabaab militants, while two more Sunday left another 28 dead. The U.S. said the strikes were intended to prevent terrorists from using remote areas as safe havens. And Chinese President Xi Jinping Tuesday called for the implementation of reforms as he marked the 40th anniversary of China's moves towards a market-oriented economy. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1.